SRN News. I'm John Scott. A pair of top Senate Republicans have called for a special counsel to be appointed to probe whether former President Obama aided an effort to undermine President Trump's 2016 White House bid. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the report.
Senators Lindsey Graham and John Cornyn pressed for the appointment, saying they wanted answers about how Obama and his administration, quote, manipulated matters in the hopes of a Hillary Clinton victory in 2016. The call came a day after Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard released a new document casting doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's desire to aid President Trump in the contest, though it backed up the argument that Russia wanted to interfere in the election writ large. Although it does not dispute that Moscow interfered in the election, it sheds light on the Obama administration's handling of Russia's activity at the time. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, says the United States is cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks and bringing its negotiating team home from Qatar. That's after the latest response from the terrorist group Hamas shows a lack of desire to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. Correspondent Tom Murphy reports on a federal investigation into a healthcare insurance giant.
United Health Group says it's cooperating with federal criminal and civil investigations into its market-leading Medicare business. The healthcare giant said Thursday that it contacted the Department of Justice after reviewing media reports about investigations into that business. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting that federal officials are looking into how the company records diagnoses that lead to extra payments for its Medicare Advantage plans. Those are privately run versions of the government's Medicare program, mostly for people ages 65 and older. United Healthcare is the nation's largest operator of Medicare Advantage plans. Tom Murphy, Indianapolis.
And on Wall Street, stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 260 points, but the NASDAQ composite 72 points ahead. This is SRN News. Another city takes a stand for life.
Hooks, Texas has become the 59th municipality to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Lawmakers in Hooks have voted to outlaw all abortions within their borders and make it illegal for anyone to transport a girl from Hooks to another location for an abortion. The state of Texas has an abortion ban of its own. The idea for unborn sanctuary cities came from liberals who had taken to declaring their localities sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda continues to gain traction in Asia, one of the more socially conservative regions of the world. A Hong Kong judge has struck down regulations criminalizing the use of female bathrooms by males, allowing people to use whatever restroom they wish. However, the judge suspended the ruling for a year to allow the government to consider whether it wishes to implement a way to deal with the contravention. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on a continued slide for Tesla's sales and profits.
Sales and profits dropped sharply again in the latest quarter for the third quarter in a row. The car company has faced boycotts for months. Revenue dropped 12% and profits slumped 16% as buyers continued to stay away. Quarterly profits at the electric vehicle, battery, and robotics company fell to $1.17 billion. That's down from $1.4 billion. Revenue fell from $25.5 billion to $22.5 billion, but slightly above Wall Street's forecast. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, President Trump took a break from his bitter public feud with Elon Musk by offering support to Tesla in an early morning post on Truth Social. The president posted he wanted Tesla to thrive and did not plan on trying to hurt the company. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.